Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people, and really healthy people. Yes, my voice is a little wavering today. I just got over laryngitis, and you'll be very interested to find out why I got it. I bet a lot of you will identify with it. Anyway, we're here, we're live. Happy, happy, joyful 2023. It's the first day of a brand new year of creation. I'm hoping you're all looking at it that way. Please know I love you. And my intention is to make this the best year we have ever had in the creation process. So, a couple of announcements. Jennifer McLean's Predictions Week, which of course I'm on, is starting this week. She's had difficulty, with getting affiliates their links, but we just got it, so it will go out tomorrow. God bless Lauren. You want to do this if you can, guys. She has animal communicators, mediums, psychics, the Thomas John, who has the big two television shows, is joining her. It's a really phenomenal lineup of people, and it's free, guys. It's free. So anyway, that link will be going out probably not today, but early tomorrow morning. Okay, so look for it. Also, the next webinar, Freeing Yourself from the Limitations of Religion. I did this for the Shift Network program. Guys, it's one of the most powerful shows I've ever done. So I seriously wouldn't miss it. If you really want to look at expanding your power and what's holding you back, it's vitally important, the information that comes out in this. So let me tell you, so I got this the day we were leaving to come back. Not sick, no fever, no COVID, just straight laryngitis. And of course, from a medical point of view, it's a virus, right? From an energetic point of view, I thought it would be, about not speaking your truth. And I thought, well, that's really interesting, because I really felt like I did speak my truth over the holidays. And then I heard, yeah, but you weren't heard. So if we have the belief that we're not heard, then we're going to keep ourselves from speaking the truth, aren't we? So as soon as I got to that, the throat started getting better and better. I had a few people over for New Year's Eve last night, and you know how New Year's Eve goes. It gets pretty boisterous. So I kind of did it a little injustice last night, but boy, was it worth it. We had so much fun. So then I've had this little sciatica in my right hip, and I keep doing the work, and it keeps getting better. And then the day before I left to come home, I was witnessing my sister-in-law and her brother both talking about their sciatica. Same side, same, I don't know if his was, but I got knocked back by the channel. When three things are presented to me that all have something in common, I know I'm supposed to look at them. So I did. And the highest question I could ask is, what do all three of us have in common that create the physical manifestation of sciatica? And the answer was, even though I love you, I'm threatened by you, and I'm glad to get rid of you. And I went, all right, what's the highest word for you? And it was achievement. And it was really interesting. My sister-in-law had just started a new job. He had just had a promotion. And I had the best year I've had in years last year in my industry, and already new things on the horizon for 2023. So you see, if we're afraid to step into our achievement, we will create a physical reason where stepping out is harder and we hesitate more. So then I asked, well, why? Why would we be afraid of stepping into our achievement? And it was because we're afraid we'll be left or abandoned if we do. Which goes back, welcome to the new webinar, to old religious beliefs. And that's kind of how it all ties in. So I did the work around it. I balanced it. They want me to do work right here on the show with you. Okay. So literally haven't felt it at all since I've been home. And last night, while I was in bed, I turned over and pinched something in the sciatica. So I'm supposed to do it right now. Okay, we'll do it right now then. So this is the last. Oh. Because it was while I was resting. Oh, this makes so much sense, you guys. So the channel is saying you have to know that even while you're resting, you are creating. And even while you are resting, you are walking into your achievement. Actually, that's some of the time that you create the best walking into your achievement. So it's important to have the balance. It's important to get the rest. And it's important to hold the knowledge that you are creating and walking easily into your achievement in 2023. So I just want to go over really quickly. What are we creating in 2023? Because, you know, if you're not clear, sweetheart, baby cakes, people that I love, the universe can't answer you. We know we are creating health. We are creating wealth, which means more than enough. We are creating peace. We are creating climate balance. We are creating kind and loving relationships that are fulfilling. We are creating experiencing that we are God. And that we know what we want, and we create it and give it to ourselves. That's our claim, direction, command for 2023. Invoking the symbol formula, violet flame, golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Can I go to the callers? Okay, here I come. Here I come. Robin in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
Thank you, baby. You too.
Thanks. So my daughter last night said, you need to call Dee Wallace because the day before every holiday since we've moved into this new house, our electricity goes off, so we can't cook. Every major holiday, and we also have this weird, unpleasant smell that shows up in one, that's different, by the way. It changes what the smell is in one location in this house. So I just thought I'd ask you.
Somebody that's passed over is trying to get your attention, dude. Who was it that you shared Christmas with? Who's the first person that came up when I said that?
The first person that came up is my dad, who's passed.
He's trying to get your attention.
We didn't spend many Christmases. Yeah.
What?
Okay. We didn't spend many Christmases or holidays together.
Yeah, and he's sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's really sorry about that. But you need to tell him that you will connect with him now without him dicking around with the electricity. Electrical things, guys, that's the first way they'll contact you, always, is through some kind of electrical thing. So sometimes there are just electrical issues now, so don't get carried away.
Sure.
But that's pretty obvious if it keeps happening every Christmas. You know, Robin, that's, you got to stop and look at that. And definitely her dad, yeah. What's the highest? Well, he loves you. And he's sorry for the time he did not spend with you. A note to all parents out there. You know, no matter how old your child is or whom you haven't made nice with, you need to get on it and do it. Don't let it go another year, guys.
Yeah.
And there's one more. I'm going to a core belief. This page here. 17. Okay. He would like you. And he said, again, I didn't teach you this. He wants you to value yourself more and come through for yourself more in every way this year. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. That's his happy 2023 love gift to you.
Okay.
All right, baby.
Is he the smell as well?
Yeah. Yep. Okay, did you... why are they giving me pasta? Why are they showing me pasta? Like spaghetti.
Sure.
I mean, do you eat a lot of spaghetti, or did you guys eat spaghetti together, or...
Boy, that does not sound... doesn't click anything right now.
Okay. Well, just be aware of spaghetti. There's there's something that happened around spaghetti. Okay?
Okay.
You'll know by next week's show. And if you do know, make sure you tell Stephen so we can hear it. Okay?
Okay, I will.
All right.
I will.
You bet.
Bye-bye.
Weird. Kate in New Mexico, you're on.
Hey, Happy New Year.
You too, baby.
I was watching you last night on Peacock.
Paul T. Goldman?
Yes. Oh, what a wild
show. How bizarre is that show? Did you like it?
And a half.
Huh?
I said bizarre and a half. Very amusing.
Yeah. Well, it's amusing, and you feel sorry for him. And I just sat there going, oh, my God, I can't believe all this happened. You know, I come back in and out of it in the next three shows. It's weird because the day I went in, I shot like almost 5 hours straight. And to see it cut up in little tiny pieces like that, I'm happy so far they haven't made fun of me.
No.
Yeah, guys, it's on Peacock. It's called Paul T. Goldman. And it's, I think, the most innovative.
Yeah, good one.
Most innovative show I've been involved with, and maybe that I've ever seen. So thank you. What can we do for you?
Well, I kind of had a general question and a specific question regarding me, and it changed when you talked about resting, because that was really helpful, because 2022 for me was like a year of resting, because it was such a huge change the 2 years before that. And I was feeling bad. I was feeling like, what did I accomplish and what have I done? And that really switched me.
Okay, so they want you to know that you created a lot last year that you're going to see this year.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Oh, nice.
Okay, next.
A lot of people out there in the blog talk world are saying, oh, you can't do anything until January 18th. I mean, I'm with you. I don't believe that. But
what?
This
why?
Whole Mercury, yeah, Mercury in retrograde, why is it so deep? Why is it
because
so
because people believe it.
Different?
Kate, guys.
Still, but why still?
Because they choose to.
Okay.
Why are people still victims? Which, by the way, when I, because there's something opening up in our work about asking why the group hold on, let me start again. If we're working on something, to ask what does the group or the collective hold about it, to bring in a higher answer. So somebody asked me Christmas, why don't people want to work? It's so hard to get, you know, employees right now. And I said, well, let's ask. And they wanted a song, And she gave me Here Comes Santa Claus. And I said, well, they're waiting for another handout. They're waiting for another present. They're waiting for something to be delivered to them. Okay. So ask your question, and I want to teach you guys how to do this. Ask your question in the guise of a group.
Does Mercury retrograde serve the group in waiting to create?
The highest answer is they get to blame somebody or something else for not bringing in what they want.
Oh, yeah, I felt that.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well, it's Mercury in retrograde. Oh, well, now the sun's in an eclipse. Oh, well, now we're in a recession. Oh, well, now, you know, it doesn't matter, guys. It's like Abraham Hicks, when I first listened to them, I remember one of the big things that they said was, an earthquake can happen all around you, and your house will be fine. And you actually see that on the news.
And fires.
Yeah. One house still stands unscathed. But, you know, that goes back to having enough faith as a mustard seed, right? The size of a mustard seed. Which in our terms means, do you believe or do you not believe? Right?
Right.
Okay, because as you believe, it's delivered to you.
Yeah,
okay?
I am not on, that's helpful. Yeah, I'm just trying to understand.
Okay, yeah.
That general, not for me, but now I understand. And it helps me not to slip into that.
Yeah, helps you create what you want and focus on that.
Now.
Let's say it in the positive. Yeah. All right, baby. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Happy New Year. Miss Maria, you're on.
Good morning. Happy Blessed New Year.
Thank you.
I was planning on going to visit some relatives in Europe this coming year. I did not make it last year, even though I had actually wanted to go to a country. They were kind of near there in Europe. At the beginning of December, I was all set to plan the trip, start looking into it. And then a couple of weeks later, all of a sudden, I just don't feel it anymore. And I also later found out that one of my relatives has to have heart surgery, and his wife is having a lot of health issues too that are worsening. And so I'm wondering if that's the factor that something's going to happen, or if it's me and my health and me needing to focus on just moving out from here.
No, Maria, look, you're channeling. Trust your channel. You got the information. Everybody's sick. It's not the right time. It's not the right time for you to go. It's not a. It's not about, oh, you're going to hear that they're sick now, or they're dying, or any of that.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's the last one.
Yeah. Is there anything around? No. No. It's just not the right time.
That's what was strange, because it never feels right for me to go because of relationship changes, but I had paperwork I needed to do in person.
Well,
that was more ideal for me. But
that is a separate issue, though. If it never feels right, that's because you're creating it not feeling right. In this particular instance, it's not the right time. Okay?
At all next year? So then I needed to change.
Yeah, you can go next year.
Oh.
You can go next year. But you've got to be in alignment with going, and right now you're not.
Right.
So,
well, because weather is also an issue that can only can go certain times of the year.
Okay. So,
so that's what, yeah.
But okay. You see, you're using all these little things to put in your way instead of saying, I'm going, what's the best time to go, and I'm committing to going. So
that did
just
cross
like
my mind,
last,
but it
just,
still didn't feel right.
Just like the last caller, we don't mm-hmm. want to use things that are outside of ourselves, like Mercury retrograde and weather,
yeah.
mm-hmm. to make our decisions for us. Okay?
Well, part of it also was I was told to have surgery, and I am wanting to focus on energy work to heal the situation. So
the channel is saying do the energy work. That's going mm-hmm. to help you heal a lot faster, and the surgery is probably a good idea.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm.
But don't eliminate one for the other. Do them both.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay,
right,
thank
baby.
You very much.
You bet.
Get better.
Yeah. I'm good. I just have to rest this little voice, but I wanted to be here with you today. Lori in North Carolina, you're on, babe.
Hi, Dee. Happy New Year.
You too, baby cakes.
So, the question I have probably is best for a private, but you're really booked and we don't have a session until the 19th, so I have to ask now. I've been doing some of this, like a kundalini-type breath, and I've had pains in my head before, so it's not just completely related to this, but they came back on again really strongly the other day. I just wondered if those pains are related to doing that breath.
They are.
And if I need... Okay.
They are. And the first thing I heard is it's not good for you. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
It triggers something in your nervous system. That kind of
yeah.
breath. Does that make sense
yeah.
to you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it could relate to the MS or, you know, I don't know, but I... Yeah.
It does relate to it.
Yeah. And so it just makes it awkward because I'm going in that thing where everyone is going to be doing it. And it well, I just won't. I'll just pretend I am. Yeah. So.
Well,
it'll
just sad. own what's right for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do
yeah.
deep breathing. You just... maybe if you talk to the instructor and explain to them, they can give you an alternate version that you can do.
Right, right.
Okay.
I just was wondering about that because the pains were really scaring the hell out of me. And
well,
I was like, okay.
Yeah, no. So
yeah.
Why do something okay. that would scare the hell out of you? You know?
Well, because I didn't know what that was the cause. You
yeah.
know? And so
yeah.
if it is related, then
well,
I would
I'm
just
getting that. That it is, Lori.
Okay, perfect. So, and I just wanted to say thank you for last year because you were a lifesaver for me in so many ways. And
thank
yeah,
you.
For that.
Thank
so,
you
okay.
for that lovely comment. And yeah. I want you all to know I bring you the information, but it's you who decide to move on it and shift your lives. So pat yourselves yeah. on yeah. the back. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I can't tell you how many people I bring the information to that don't do shit with it. Heather in Nebraska, you're on, baby cakes.
Hi, Dee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm fabulous.
Good.
I had a great New Year's party last night. We had a lot of fun and special friends here and had a beautiful Christmas with my family. I'm here with you, so I'm good.
I love that. Well,
Okay, I've got a big question.
Okay.
I started this whole thing and did it completely backwards.
What is the whole thing?
Starting from I signed up with the Conscious Creation course and ended up step by step at the very last step with how to use the pendulum. Literally backwards. I watched it. I don't know why. It's just, I'm crazy.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, Heather.
Yeah, I got it. What you were saying, I got it.
Good.
But here's where I am. I am trying to create my life, and I am surrounded by negativity and a lot of, I hate to say hate, but I kind of think it's hate. And I try to just be at love, like just not let it affect me. Like if I'm loving to them, they cannot hurt me, you know, but it's just, I have to figure out a way to get out. I got to get out.
That was, so there your Mercury retrograde.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I just know I need to get out of here.
Well, what I mean by that is you're using them as a reason to limit your own creation, Heather. And yes, the first thing the channel said was, can't she leave? So let's discuss this. Why do you think you can't leave?
I am a disabled person, but I don't feel like I'm limited by my disability. I just know that income-wise, I can't, and
Heather,
see a way forward.
I understand. So this is what the channel is suggesting that you do. If you lived on your own, they want you to start making some calls. What kind of financial assistance could you get if you lived on your own? They want you to start looking at how you could, instead of, I just don't see how I can. Because if you keep giving yourself that direction, your brain can't ever find how you can, baby. Do you understand?
That makes sense.
Okay. So there are options for you out there in the world, but you have not, well, basically you don't think it's possible. So if you don't think it's possible, then you're going to limit the information and the possibilities that come into you. You've got to know it's possible.
Yeah,
so you get up, I didn't know
it was possible.
When I say you know it's possible,
I just recognized it, but.
Yeah, good. So you just learned something about how we send out signals that conflict with each other. I have to get out of here, and I don't think it's possible. I have to get out of here for my own good, and I don't see any way I'm going to do that. And again, the channel is saying there are ways, but you have to do some research about them.
Right.
And
yes.
That doesn't mean if you make one call and you get somebody that says, yeah, well, I don't think there's anything, you don't stop there.
No, you keep going.
And look at all the different ramifications. Are there, in a lot of communities now, there's apartments built just for seniors that are rent, well, controlled, and that are less than. Okay, that's one option. Do you have any savings, Heather?
No. They've literally taken my car, my driver's license, I mean, everything.
Who's they? Who's they?
My husband. My husband. I say they, but I mean my husband and my mother-in-law. And he's just given up on life, and I just refuse to do that. My pulse has come back.
Yep. Why did you let them take your car?
I just was stupid. I let myself believe what they were telling me. Oh, we're just, you're here now. You have a house, you know. We took you back. We gave you a roof back over your head, you know. Now you don't need the car anymore. So I don't know. I just let myself believe it.
Okay, well, you don't need a car to get around, first of all. There's public transportation, there's Ubers, blah, blah, blah. So, but I want you to see that you, why did they have to take you back in? Why are they saying to you, we gave you a roof over your head now?
Well, I was on life support, and my husband had left me and my kids, and we were homeless, and the state was not going to give him custody of the kids. And so he knew he had to take me. I mean, it was a package deal. I was not, those kids were not going anywhere without me. I'm the one that had my son stolen. You can bet your bottom dollar there was nobody taking my kids.
Okay. So if you stand back and look at this objectively, what happened is, through whatever lesson you needed to learn, and we'll get to that, you created a situation where you limited your choices so that now you're in kind of this spider web that you're trying to get out of.
Yes.
So let's ask why you created it. And everybody and anybody that creates situations like this, why, what's the highest reason we create them? Hold on. When I am connected to the I am not safe. And what that means is, when I am my own God, my own creator, when I create my life the way I want it to be, I am not safe in this world. So we don't create for ourselves. We don't create what we want. We allow other people to take advantage of us. And then we end up in situations like this. You have
yes, and I know that all to be true until I started listening to you. And I was like, hello, I've got to take responsibility for what I did. I think
yes,
I created
ma'am.
Part of this. How
yes,
you know,
ma'am.
And you were just speaking to me.
Good. Good. So continue to be the powerful God that you are and start looking for how you can get the hell out of there.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. That served a lot of people. Thank you. All right, Susan in Niagara Falls, you got back on. How are you?
Hi. I am creating a beautiful, happy relationship with perfect health love in my life, money, abundance. I'm a successful artist. I have a beautiful art show going on. I am creating everything that my heart desires, and I am excited about this new year.
I am in bliss. Well, stay
and
there.
I have a question.
Okay.
I intend to, my dear. I absolutely, your work works. I love it. I have a question. I would like to know about my roommate, John.
Yeah.
And he is Catholic, and because of his belief system, he can be very negative at times. I lost it with him. I totally lost it with him. And
Susan.
So
why do you need to make him believe the same way you believe?
Oh, I don't. I know I don't.
Well, but you are. That's where the that's where the channel thing, that's where the friction is.
Okay.
So explain to me exactly what happened when you lost it with him.
Okay. I had stayed out all night, and when I came home, worried about me and started saying things like I might have been hurt or in a hospital or a car accident. He would not stop with the negative comments, and I said, please stop. He got louder. I said, please stop. He would not stop. And I forgot just to walk away.
Okay.
Which I should have.
Okay, so Susan, when your kids were teenagers, if they had been out all night and not communicated with you, what would that have triggered in you?
Anger.
Uh-huh. And anger is a secondary emotion. So grief and fear, oh my God, are they okay? What's happening? That's all that happened, babe. All you had to do was go, oh my God, he's worried about me. Like a parent.
Yeah.
He's worried about me. And from now on, if I'm out all night, John, I will call and let you know I'm okay. So you don't have to worry about me. Or however you want to handle it with him.
I love that. I love that. Thank you.
Okay. Because you see, he got angry, first of all, because he was in fear for you. And then he got angry because he felt like he was not heard.
I see. That makes
sense.
Got
it? Okay.
Got it.
Okay. Good.
I love you. I love
you. Love you too, baby.
Happy New Year, my dear. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, baby cakes. Thank you. Okay. I'm kind of like, Lori, did I talk to you?
Yes, you did. We already spoke.
Okay. Sorry, the switchboard is jumping all over the place right now. Sorry. Heather, did I talk to you?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. All right, well, I'm in the channel, guys, and I don't remember. So I think we're going to go ahead and call the show because, there's a hand up without a name. 203-522, you're on.
See, thank you so much. I hung up on myself and I was just praying, oh, please reconnect me. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Who is this?
Oh, this is Pat from Connecticut.
Hello, Pat. That's who I was looking for. I knew I had one more, but all right, what can I do for you, baby?
And thank you for the reminder. I have made elderberry syrup a year ago. It's sitting in my closet, and I was just thinking the other day I better start taking it because my throat is oddly scratchy. So
okay,
I hope you get well soon.
Stop. There's some place you need to speak your truth. And be heard, but where do you need to speak your truth?
Are you asking me?
I am.
Oh. Well, maybe my question would relate to it.
It does. Okay.
Okay. I am working with this man named Chuck who's ministering to me, and I'm so grateful and hopeful that this is going to have profound effects on me. I'm also working with a hypnotist. His name is Mark. If you only want to speak about one, I'll choose Chuck and just what you have on this.
Well, I get you're doing your own work. But
oh, yeah.
You're doing your own work and directing your own energy, and believing that it's not enough unless you work with these other people.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well,
and a lot of us are dealing with that right now. This is the year, guys. This is the year that we're either our own gods or we're not. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get outside help from a doctor or whomever. I'm not saying that. Would never say that. Okay.
But
so what is your specific question about this guy? Actually, the answer is the same for both of them. What's your question?
Okay. Well, they both are directing me to work on myself, and they're guiding me.
You're not doing it. So what you're not doing. Am I going to the sheets, core belief, this page here? Okay. You're not loving yourself.
Right.
Because they took me to when I am loved, I am depressed.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, that comes directly from your mother.
Yes.
Okay. It's time for you to rewrite that story.
Yes.
When I'm loved, I'm free. When I'm loved, I'm healthy. When I'm loved, I'm happy and joyful. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have another question?
Well, this might be interesting for the listeners. When I know that we have to be in a positive place to manifest, but when I hear this so often in my life, I have manifested when I was in a very negative place. I literally was at a red light looking to my left saying, I'm so depressed. Why can't I live in a place like that? I got that place.
Well, sure, because you asked.
But I was so depressed. And
doesn't
so
matter, you
unworthy.
Asked. Oh, there you go. There's your belief right there.
What's that?
I'm unworthy.
Unworthy.
I'm unworthy to heal myself. I'm unworthy to be the powerful God of me. I'm unworthy to be happy. I need to stay and be a victim.
Right. So how did I manifest when I'm feeling unworthy and not manifest when I'm, you know, working on such positive perspective?
Because when you're loved, you're depressed. And when you get things, when you're creating from a positive place, you feel like you have to be depressed.
Ah, wow.
To love your, yeah.
That's confusing.
Well,
that's
not really. Not, it is deep, but it's pretty simple. So if I love myself and give myself everything, I have to feel depressed, and then I get it.
Wow.
Yeah, wow indeed. So how about when I love myself and give myself everything, I'm directing myself to feel joyful and happy.
Yes.
Okay, when I get it.
Uh-huh.
While I'm creating it. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, baby
Thank
cakes. You bet.
God bless.
Love you.
Happy New
Thank
Year.
Thank you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
That was a great ending message for everybody. Happy New Year, guys. Again, I strongly suggest you sign up for Jennifer's program when it comes out, and I strongly suggest that you do the next webinar. And you know I never really say that. All of our webinars are off the charts. But this one you're going to get a lot of clarity about what's holding you back. Let's say it together, loud and proud. I love me, 2023. I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.